Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets closing out the first half of the 2019-20 campaign here at the Mertz against the Bethany Lutheran Vikings. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, you know, it's the first time we've gotten a chance to talk to you since Wednesday against St. Scholastica. I know there's a little bit of time, not much time, in fact, in between the men's and women's games, so I didn't get a chance to actually talk to you on the air. But really impressed with how your team played in that game. I thought you guys were – it was probably the best all-around game I've seen you guys play this year, both offensively and defensively. Really made life difficult for them. You know, you held a team that came off a 120-point game against Crown to 58 points, held them their shooting percentage under 40%, and really frustrated them with your physicality and athleticism. So Congratulations on that win. I'm just wondering how you felt about it, because from a broadcasting standpoint, it looked pretty darn good.
No, thanks, Matt, and yeah, thanks for the words. And yeah, I think defensively we had a presence. I think it was felt by us as a team, knowing what we wanted to accomplish. I think it was felt by Scholastica. Hopefully, it was felt by everybody in the gym. Yeah, I thought we dug in defensively and accomplished what we wanted to in our game plan and making things difficult for them, whether it was inside with, you know, their combination of Wilkin, Fisher, Carlson, Silgan, or if it was on the perimeter with Colin Anderson or their other guard play. I thought we did that. So, yeah, that we wanted to do that. I thought, you know, defensively, I thought offensively we were a little better than we had been. I still don't think we've broken out yet. It was a little better. I think we shot, you know, was it 47% or something like that. And, you know, Vita had a good start before he got in foul trouble. Obviously, Mason was active. I thought, you know, we got some other contributions. Joe Kramer hit a big shot for us late. You know, other guys were able to contribute. And I thought it was a little better that way. So a little bit more of a complete game for us. But, again, I don't think we've hit it completely yet.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the angle of foul trouble, because there were several guys that got into foul trouble, especially in that first half. I mean, I think you guys ended up with something like 13, 14 fouls called against you in that first half. And I was thinking at the time, boy, this is going to be a long game if this continues, because we're going to start wearing deep, you know, going deep into our bench. But the guys really responded. Even the guys that came off the bench and played just a couple minutes here and there, I thought you guys did a really good job of holding your composure and maintaining that lead, because you guys never really let them fully back into the game.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Juwan came off the bench. Juwan Janier gave us a good boost off the bench. I thought, you know, Eli Vogel gave us contributions that first half. You know, Ronnie Galvin, Xavier Patterson, Joe Kramer, you know, probably could have even got a little more time than what he did. Yeah, sustain that for us. You know, some of that foul trouble, you know, always in the moment, you're always looking at a different reason. But when you reflect on it, you know, some of that was probably with us playing a little more physical and trying to get after a little bit more. Probably did draw some of that attention to us, especially early, to pick up some of those fouls. But we've got to be better and more detailed in how we're guarding as well. But, no, the guys handled it well, especially, you know, like we said, we didn't give up the lead. And, you know, Vede sat, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 minutes, whatever it was in that first half. So, the guys did a good job of it, definitely.
And a breakout game for your star freshman from up the road here at Mason Ackley. I think that was probably the best all-around game I've seen him play on both ends of the floor. I mean, he was active offensively. Obviously, he brings in a level of athleticism that you don't see real often at the Division III level, especially for a 6'4 guard. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to get up like he does. But, I mean, both ends of the floor, he made a difference. You know, you could see that his shot-blocking ability, he had four of them in the game against St. Scholastica. You could really see his shot-blocking ability and his ability to come from the weak side and reject shots come to the forefront. And it was really in their heads as the game wore on. And then offensively, he made several big plays for you. So a really nice breakout game for him.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I think, yeah, he had a good game. He had a very good game. He stayed aggressive. He was engaged. I think, you know, their style of play did allow for him to have some opportunities to make, you know, whether it was block shots, deflections. But he did a great job of it. I mean, he completely capitalized on it. I think he's growing more confident each day. That was obviously a huge booster in his confidence. And I think offensively, you know, he's just been real good, just letting the ball come to him, letting the game come to him. I mean, Wednesday was the first game, you know, what we're 10 games in, that we've really called anything directly for him, you know, and he did score out of it. We only called one, but he just does a good job of letting the ball come to him and reading the defense. And on the offensive glass, he's been very good. You know, I think he even left a couple out there. He could have even had a couple more. But, yeah, he's just been real solid for us. I mean, he does – the other thing that, you know, people – or maybe seeing or finding out is he can just keep playing. I mean, he didn't come out of the game. He played 40 minutes for us, and I kid you not, this isn't giving too much up to other coaches. He could have played another 40 minutes right after that. I mean, he's just built that way. He has an amazing endurance, and yeah, he's doing a really good job.
And I'll tell you, in this game today against Bethany Lutheran, interesting contrast in styles between you guys and them at a certain level. You guys are more of a kind of a tempo team, like to slow it down, play your half-court stuff, run your stuff, and shut down defensively. They're a team that just likes to run up and down the floor and score a lot of points. I mean, they're averaging 90 a game. You know, they've got three or four guys that are averaging double figures. And that's the way that they play under head coach Matt Fletcher. I mean, they've always been that kind of team that gets up and down and shoots the ball, likes to get up and down and score early in the shot clock if possible. So they present an interesting challenge, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think it is. It's not going to be as easy to – one, they have great talent. They have a handful of really talented guys. They have a lot of depth. But it's going to be a tougher to attack them defensively today because – most times the action is always on the ball. I mean, you have a great player in Sire Mayfield. They have another transfer in Brian Smith, the other Nielsen kid that comes off the bench, all very capable ball handlers that have speed, that can get to the rim, have athleticism, can shoot it. And it's really hard to take things away when the ball is always in that person's hands. So we're really going to have to do a good job of today of just making things as difficult as possible, especially with the pace they want to play with, and they want to get up and down, and we're going to have to be just engaged on every possession because it is going to be more difficult today, not only from a talent standpoint, but, you know, like you mentioned, how they play and how they go about their business and the playmakers that they, you know, they put in position to try to make plays. So it is going to be tougher in that regard.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time and good luck today against the Vikings.
Thanks, Matt, as always.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and Bethany Lutheran right after this. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUWS Superior.